3 JCA Mobile.
JKT Mobile.
JKT, good morning, Eric. KA3JCA.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Tired. I had doctor's appointments pretty much all day yesterday.
Sounds like a very fun day to me.
You end up going there and you get there on time and then they make you wait and wait and wait.
Can't stand that. You know, I keep my appointment times, but the doctors can't keep theirs, that's for sure. It's the same way, you know, at the veterinarian's office when I take the dog. You know, I make a 2 o'clock appointment, I show up at, you know, 1:50, and they don't see me until like 3:30.
That's better than ours. We take ours to the vet now, and now we have to drop them off and leave them. It's very, I mean, compared to 2.5 years ago, there's very little social interaction between you and the vet or the technician anymore, other than just checking the dogs in, weighing them, and then taking them, and they'll call you when he's ready.
Really run into it that bad. The last time I took a couple of them in, you know, I did get FaceTime with the vet for, you know, 20 minutes, but, you know, I've got a couple of dogs that have, you know, chronic medical conditions. I've got one with chronic liver disease and one with chronic kidney disease. So I do get FaceTime with the vet on at least those two.
Yeah, when we first had them and they were puppies, it was nice because we could go in, they'd put us in a room, 20 minutes later the vet would come in, sit there and talk, ask all kinds of questions, treat the dog, look at the dog, and they would take samples of the dog while you were right there, and once it was over, you left. Now, since COVID, nope, we have to drop them off and check them in, and then they'll call when they're ready.
Seneca, I would, you know, because I have 5 dogs. When I lived in Seneca, I would do that. I would take them, if it was just like a routine checkup or something, I would write up what's going on with them and just drop them off in the morning. And they would actually give me a pretty substantial discount if I did not need any FaceTime with anybody, if they could just, you know, take the 5 dogs and run through them like an assembly line, you know, and do all their blood work and anything else, you know, they gave me a significant discount. So I didn't mind it then, you know, just if it was routine care for all 5 of them all at one time.
You have to look at that. Yeah, we started when we bought that wellness plan thing. So they get 2 comprehensive tests. I can take them to the vet anytime I want if something's wrong and there's no additional charge, unless they require labs or x-rays, and they get 1 cleaning, teeth cleaning a year. So that's not too bad.
Which vet's office are you using?
It was easier for me to take them over to the PetSmart or Banfield Pets and use their doctors. I didn't know of any other ones local where I was at.
Cool. I just used in Seneca I used a place called Fox Nest, and they had 1 doctor on staff. They used to have more, but when COVID hit, you know, a couple of doctors left, and it's just down to 1 guy now, and he has probably 5 or 6 technicians and, you know, some front office people. They do all kinds of stuff there, but now that I'm in Shelby, I found this little place called Cottonwood, and it's, again, just 1 doctor, a few techs, and a very small kind of personable outfit, so they do a pretty good job. I've never done the big, you know, the PetSmart vet before.
I think the thing that lured us the most is the fact that, you know, I pay a monthly fee, and the plan is broken down over the whole year, 12 months, and it includes the heartworm and all the medication. They get that once a month. And hold on 1 second, please. When I said that, I just remembered we're into 5 days into October, and I had to ask my daughter if she had remembered to give them their heartworm medicine.
Need to do the same thing. I completely forgot the other day, but you can go over a little bit, but Yeah, I with five dogs, I actually just started. I'm making my own heartworm stuff. You can go get the $4 ivermectin horse paste at Tractor Supply and dilute it up in a pint of plant glycerin, and that makes enough heartworm stuff to last over a year for five dogs. You know, paying for the heart guard is like $8 a month per dog, so I'm looking at $40 or $50 every month just for heartworm. And then for, you know, flea and tick, I just give them a bath every couple of weeks with Adams, you know, flea and tick shampoo, and that seems to do the trick.
3JCA. What you ought to try, if you haven't done it, I wasn't a firm believer at first. I didn't think it would work, but we bought the Seresto collars and for flea and tick, and that lasts for 8 months, and never seen a flea or tick on our dog.
Uses the Seresto collars on her dogs, and they seem to work okay. It's something to consider. They're kind of expensive, but you know, it is kind of a pain. You know, I mean, I have to give them baths anyway, so I just use the flea and tick shampoo every time I give them a bath, and it seems to do the trick. And the stuff is not that expensive.
What's the name of that paste called?
It's just the ivermectin horse paste. It's like the horse dewormer that everybody's been talking about with COVID and all that. It used to cost $4, and now it's like $20 because, you know, all the COVID people buy it thinking it does something, even though it doesn't. And then, you know, like I said, you just squirt that into a bottle of plant glycerin, about 16 ounces, and then, you know, it comes out to 260 micrograms per milliliter of ivermectin, and one milliliter is usually good for a 50-pound dog for a monthly heartworm. Takes a little bit of getting used to mix it up because the stuff doesn't dissolve very well. You have to continuously shake. You have to shake it for about 10 or 15 minutes to get it to dissolve. Then you have to make sure you shake it up real good every month before you give it to them, and keep it in the fridge. But yeah, it keeps for a year, and you know, there's plenty left at the end of the year. I usually throw it away after the year and just make a new one.
To try that, each of my dogs is about 68 pounds, and I have a golden retriever, a chocolate lab, and then we bred those two, and I have a golden door. So two of my dogs are 5 years old, and the puppy's 3 years old.
And you know, look me up on QRZ and send me an email, and I will send you the very detailed instructions on how to properly do that mixing and all the ratios and dosing and stuff like that, because it's easy to get wrong, and if you do get it wrong, you know, they can have adverse reactions and stuff. So just drop me an email, and I'll send all over all the instructions for you.
Okay, I'll do that, sir. And if you're going to be here for a bit, I know you got quite a ride there. Ashley, my daughter, just brought me some eggs and a glass of milk to take my medicine, my morning med. So, and of course, my dog sitting here, he decides that he wants to have breakfast again. So I got to put him away real quick. So, Eric, you drive safe, and I'll be back in a little bit. K3JCA.
I'll be here for a little while. This is W2JKT Mobile.
KN4TFW Mobile.
How are you?
Eric, can't complain. How about yourself?
Not too bad. Let me try if I can get the name right. Is it, it's either Ken or Andrew. I can't remember which.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get all the names right. I recognize all the voices now, but the names are still escaping me, and it's just going to take a while, I think.
Same with me when I was learning to become a ham. It's like, man, I'll never remember all those names and call signs, but after a while, it just is second nature.
It comes, but yeah, it just takes a while for me. I'm horrible enough with names in person, let alone on the radio. I was talking to Patrick this morning, by the way, and he wanted me to let everyone know he's having trouble with radio in his truck, so he may not be here this morning, so he's going to be checking it out with his antenna analyzer, but he thinks he might have some bad coax or something in his truck.
Yeah, thanks for letting me know. I wondered where the other guys were.
How's he at this morning?
Still hitting that snooze button.
Snooze button.
mine, my alarm clock's all the way on the other side of the room. And that, so I have to get up. Once I get up, then I just go ahead and stay up.
Started to get hungry around 4:30, and they just, they won't let me sleep past about then. And a lot of the times I can get up and feed them and go back to bed, but, you know, I have to leave at 5 to go to work anyway. So my alarm goes off at 4:30, feed them real quick, quick shower, change, grab a cup of coffee, and hit the road.
Do that, I feel rushed and my day's all messed up. I get up at 4 and then leave at 5:30.
If I'm getting up at 4:30, I want to get my work day started as fast as I can just to get it over with so I can get home. So, yeah, with this long drive a couple days a week, you know, I just, yeah, I want to get up, get in there, get it done, and get home.
And I used to have one of those long drives when I lived up in Colorado, 80 miles one way. Had to be in Denver for 5 a.m.
86 miles one way.
For a long day.
10 hours and a half in the car, maybe a little more, 2 hours, 45 minutes.
And it was, you know, interstate the whole way, and at 5 a.m. you don't have to worry about fighting in traffic. Just that, you know, getting up at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, 69 miles on the interstate and 19 miles on North Carolina 18, which is 55 the whole way. So it's not a bad commute. It really goes by quick, especially with the radio and everything. And, you know, I only have to do it, you know, most weeks it's 2 to 3 days. Sometimes I can get away with working at home like the entire week and I don't have to go in at all, but you know, usually it's 2 to 3 days that I have to go in, and it's really, it's the end of the week, it's not that bad.
So ham operator back then, it would have been nice. My father-in-law at that time, he used to be a radio man in the Navy, and he loved CW, but he wasn't a ham operator either, and I don't understand why. Maybe he just didn't know about it.
Because my dad's the same way. He always had he was a radio personality when he was younger, and had his first class radio telephone operator's license. But he's an electrical engineer. You know, works in radio and broadcasting now as a consulting engineer. But I've never been able to convince him to get a ham radio license.
Be a DJ at a radio station for probably 20 years out west.
As technical as he is, he has never been interested in getting a ham radio license. I just don't understand why.
When he got older and, you know, was having to do dialysis and everything and that, I mean, talking on the radio would have been, you know, ideal, especially, you know, as much as he loves CW.
I guess. If he's not interested in it, he's not interested in it, I guess.
Like radio and that, just you know, just talking on it or whatever. And it, like I said, it took me till 2019 to decide to get my license.
12 years old when I got mine. My math teacher in middle school had a Kenwood TS-520 in the back of the classroom, and I was curious about it, and he showed me some CW and stuff like that. And they had a few other students there that were, you know, part of a small ham club. So I joined it, and I studied Morse code, and I got my 5 words per minute, and took my exam, and got my license back in 87 at 12, and I'm 47 now, and I've been doing ham radio for 35 years, and it's been a very enjoyable hobby for me.
And about that, I've met a lot of really nice people this way.
Helped me go into my first, Shelby has a ham radio club, so I'm going to go to my first meeting with them next week and meet some folks. When I moved to Shelby, I brought my D-Star repeater set up with me. I've got the controller, the UHF module, and a set of cans. And I used to have it located at Clemson University when I lived in that area. And when I left, I brought it with me. So I'm hoping I can talk to them and see about, you know, maybe letting them have it and put it up as a D-Star machine in Shelby. But, you know, they seem like nice folks up in that area, so I'm hoping they'll be willing to do that.
Somebody else tried to jump in here.
KO4IYC Mobile.
KO4TFW.
WJKT, is that Ernie?
Good morning, Ernie. I'm on my way to work, headed down 221 here towards Spartanburg, and was listening to you folks, and thought I'd join in a little bit before the traffic gets too crazy.
Down 85 here. Don't know what exit I'm at right now, but I got a ways to go still.
So where are you working at in Spartanburg, Ernie? I work up there in Spartanburg off of exit 80, Gothard Road.
In a little early. I lost the repeater that time altogether. I could just barely tell y'all were what y'all were saying. But maybe it's getting a little better now as I get closer to Spartanburg.
I'm at, let's see, 66 right now. But hey, Ernie, guess what? My car is moving. They shipped it yesterday.
I'm not picking it up at the moment for some reason. Y'all carry on and I'll be listening. KO4IYC.
I'll get back in here in a little bit. You sound fine getting into the repeater, so not sure what's going on with that. W2JKT.
Sounding good over here. About 3 or 4 miles from getting on at the 66 KN4TFW.
Yeah, I got a text message from the car dealer yesterday that GM finally shipped my Bolt yesterday from Flint, and so they're expecting it to arrive at the dealership before the end of the month sometime, so he's going to keep me posted on the progress, but hopefully by the end of October, I'll be in my electric vehicle not paying for gas anymore.
Great, not a trick.
I mean, you know, they can't really just, you know, pull one over on you like that. You know, I've already given them some money, and, you know, I do have the VIN number for it, so I know it's real.
To get it from up there to down here by train.
Taking the train down to Alabama somewhere, and then another train back up to Kentucky, and then from Kentucky it takes a truck down to Georgia, and then from Georgia it goes up to the dealer. It's really, really convoluted that it has to make all these stops. But yeah, it's just weird how they do the logistics.
Can't go intercept it somewhere, right?
I could just go pick it up, and he said, no, they don't do that.
I used to work for a couple of people that they went right up to the factory and bought their car straight from the factory.
At BMW, you can actually pay for, like, this experience where you go to the BMW factory here in Spartanburg, and they'll let you drive your BMW. That, apparently, they've got a track there. That you can, you know, take your BMW out on the track and put it through some paces and stuff before you drive it home. That they charge a few thousand dollars for that, I think.
It's going to be worth that unless I just had a ton of money that I needed to get rid of.
I've known a couple of people that had plenty of money they needed to get rid of.
I think I could use it on something more beneficial than that.
Things I'd rather spend a couple thousand bucks on.
KA3JCA is back. Good morning there, Ken.
Good morning, Richard. How are they?
I'm somewhat better. Been going to the doctor's the last couple of days. And Eric, if you know some of them people that got that extra money, send them my way. I got a sticker shock of the life yesterday that I guess I'm in some kind of a donut hole for my insurance. And they want to charge me $600 for my insulin.
Some law that limited the price of insulin.
Generic insulin, not the tier 5 stuff.
A different kind.
They do. The one that I take is a U500, which is like 5 times the concentration strength of the normal.
The repeater guys, K3JCA.
No, you're still there. I just figured out all of us must have went to sleep.
Okay, Ken, haven't heard you much. Or usually when I do hear you go, jump on. Ashley's done brought me breakfast, and I'm eating breakfast and drinking a cup of coffee, and by the time I get back on, you're pulling into the parking lot.
About you the other day. And that, but yeah, doing pretty well. Can't complain. And that going to program on my radio a little bit maybe this weekend. and that we've got to go at the end of the month to go see the daughter in Kentucky.
But I can't wait till some of the other features down the road take effect, because I guess they're working on what's called GPS ranging, so that if you have the repeaters already programmed into your radio and you have GPS ranging on, and as the systems become more and more updated across the U.S., supposedly the radio will automatically switch you to the repeater that's closest to you.
You talking in the digital mode and it'll still keep you into the same talk group?
Yet. I'm going to say yes, because they're talking about if you're in the Brandmeister network and you do it, it should, and you have those groups, all those Brandmeister repeaters, talk groups programmed in to the area, regardless if you're on one Brandmeister or another repeater, as long as you were talking on talk group, like let's say 93, it'll take you right back to 93. All you did was switch repeaters. But it's got to be within the same network. You can't go from a Brandmeister to like the NCPRN network. KA3JCA.
Hey, the radios at work, I know the frequency, but they must be digital. I got thinking about it because they send out a signal to where the main base station can figure out which radio it is. So it must be digital, right?
Yeah, apparently they're using maybe a data channel, but you know what? You can find out what the code is. You can switch it from analog to digital and so forth like that, and go to whoever programs your radios, and they should be able to help you. Yesterday, he said they gave me a frequency 462. I think it was 6275 or 6725. But he said that somebody put a GMRS repeater up on Caesar's head.
I'll have to look and see if that you know what I mean, if it's working, and if I got that, I need to go ahead and just get my GMRS license. Sure enough.
To $35. That's what I said. I wasn't going to pay I forget what it was before, but then it went to 70. But it finally came down to $35, so I jumped on it.
What's Chandler up to? I haven't heard him in a minute.
Work at night shift. He's on the night shift.
Did we lose Eric?
And then you guys talk about DMR. I'm not, it's interesting that that GPS ranging, it sounds a lot like what D-Star does. If you run a D-Star repeater and you're having a conversation with somebody and you're using the call sign routing, you can switch to any other repeater and just pick up your conversation like nothing happened, because it keeps track of like who's on what repeater. So when you switch to a new repeater, it just updates the routing tables and everything just kind of magically works. I'm not sure if it works with reflectors or not. But I know it'll work with, you know, individual call signs.
Trying to get some more information on it, but just the way the DMR part works is if you're on the Brandmeister network, all these repeaters are all linked with the internet. So whether I'm on this repeater or through my hotspot or whatever, if I was talking on Talk Group 93, that even when I switched the repeater, it's supposed to know that I was still talking on Talk Group 93, and I'm supposed to be able to pick up where I left off. That's my understanding of it. I haven't tried it, because all I have is my hotspot. But then, just like here, I turned on what's called Digimon, and that opens up both time slots, any color code, and any time slot. And if I go to the NCPRN network, I could actually just turn it on either Chat1 or PRN,
let's say I monitored PRN and kid went over to chat one and called me, that I would hear, because I basically monitored both time slots, for any code that's coming to the repeater, and I would be able to switch quickly over to that chat channel and talk to him. KH3JC in the group. Go ahead, kid.
KN4TFW. Yeah, I'm still learning all those modes and that. I haven't done a ton of talking on the DMR yet.
Hey, Star Repeater, you were talking about, is DSAR like synonymous with, is it ICOM?
Would both make DSAR radios.
I'm trying to refresh my memory on a lot of this stuff. I remember I heard you guys talking earlier about your parents or whatever, you know, used to do this and do that with radio. I will tell you, when I got licensed in 1980, that when I started working for the police department, I went through a period of time that when I got off work, I didn't want to be on the radio because I was on the police radio all darn night. And it's just one of those things. And it took me about 6 months and I got, you know, used to it, I guess, or whatever, that I was getting back into the ham radio.
Star is formally associated with ICOM, but it was some Japan amateur radio users group that started the whole thing, and it just grew from there. But, you know, D-Star has been around for a very long time, still uses one of the older ambi codecs, which is why it doesn't sound very good compared to some of the newer digital stuff. But yeah, it's been around for a long time. It's probably, you know, the network is very large. I mean, it's definitely global and has a lot of points, but yeah, I think some of the newer digital networks are kind of, I think Fusion especially, you know, Fusion has the wide mode, which has very, very good voice quality because it uses twice the data rate. It'll use the whole 12.5 kilohertz channel for digital, whereas both D-Star and DMR only use half of the bandwidth for each voice channel. They just do two voice channels. Fusion has a mode where it only does one voice channel but uses twice the bit rate, and so the voice quality is much, much better.
There's something else you can get into. D-Star now.
You mean a new radio, right? Mama just retired, so my money supply has dwindled down a little bit.
That is. I tell you what, I can't wait to see what kind of raise we get this year with the Social Security and the VA. They're saying it's supposed to be one of the largest in history. So we'll see what happens. Maybe I could buy myself a 50 or 60 foot road tower.
Saying about 8%.
I know.
They said it was supposed to be above 6%, but I think we ended up getting like 5.9.
I magically get inflation under control just before they have to do the adjustment, and they'll find a way not to do it.
That'd be one bit. We were talking yesterday, or I was talking to Jerry or somebody else, and we were saying it because I'd heard somebody on the internet say it, but you ask 10 weathermen what the weather is going to be like, one of them is bound to be right.
It's money, and it does not like to give it away.
Could they wait to the last minute before they decide to act on a bill, because the government's going to shut down? And then when they do a bill, it's only to extend it for like 3 weeks or whatever, and then they got to do it all over again, all the way to the end of the year until they can get a new fiscal year budget done.
The mind how the government does what it does. I mean, my sister works for GSA, and she just, you know, is constantly venting about how the government is just so inefficient and so incompetent at literally everything it does.
Imagine it's the same as it was back when I was back in the service, back in 79-80 time frame, that, you know, you hear those rumors that supposedly were true, that the coffee pot on a C-5 airplane cost you like $400,000.
All that talk in the 80s about, you know, the $400 screwdrivers and the $8,000 toilet seats and all this other stuff, sure.
anybody of the people that were selling that stuff.
So, and if you're one of the preferred vendors of the U.S. government...
Pick it up there, kid. KA3JC. You're probably getting real close to work now.
Yeah, I'm about a half a mile from getting off the interstate right now. KN4TFW.
If you get a chance, give me a landline later. And so forth. I'll say 73 to you now because I know you're getting close. And, Eric, I'll definitely get with you. I know we never finished our battery conversation the other day because I ended up taking some medicine and I dozed off. I'm sorry. But I'm actually going to take this medicine now and I know how it's going to affect me. So you guys have a good day. And hopefully I'll catch you on the radio about 3 or 3:30 there when you start heading back home, sir. KA3JCA.
Love for you as well. Hope you have a good day and feel well. So we'll talk to you a little bit later. W2JKT 73, also you, Andrew, or Ken, rather. Enjoy your day at the plant, and I guess we'll catch you on the flip side. This is W2JKT.
Guys, I hope everybody has an awesome day and stay safe, and maybe I catch you this afternoon. KN4TFW.
Still in here, KO4IYC Mobile.
W2JKT, what's up?
Guys, I'm about 10 miles from my exit, though, but glad to hear the you're going to get your car by the end of the month. I'm excited for you.
Especially with OPEC cutting production yesterday and driving up gas prices again. I think gas price up in Shelby went up 20 cents yesterday just on that news. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting it. They said by the end of October, and I'm hoping a little sooner.
You're going to enjoy it, and yeah, it's nice to be insulated from those gas prices, at least to the extent I am. I buy for the mower in the summer, and I've got a home-built airplane that I fly, so that fuel's went up a bunch, too.
Buying avgas at all. I haven't flown in a long time, partly for that reason. I think last time I flew... I did a BFR in 2015, but I never, you know, I flew for a little while, but then I dropped out again. It just got too expensive.
I've been into it so long, I'm not going to get out of it anytime soon, I hope, but the avgas is expensive, and I have cut down. I've got a RV6A Vans airplane, if you're familiar with those, and really had a lot of fun with it.
Indeed, very familiar. Flown one many times. A friend of mine had an RV6A that was acro category, and we used to go up over some of the lakes in South Carolina. And he would come up from Atlanta, and we'd go do some acro over the lakes. That was a lot of fun.
I'll do much of that in mine. I'll do an occasional roll, but I've got the fixed pitch prop, which you end up overspeeding it. So. I don't do much acro in that one, but I had a Pitts before and really enjoyed it as well.
They're cool little airplanes, but yeah, I just, you know, I'm at a point where I could fly, I could have a plane and I could fly, or I could do a whole lot of other fun hobbies. So I just elect to do all the other fun hobbies instead.
That I've got a few other hobbies too, but I guess that's my favorite and longest one, so I'm going to try to hang on to it. KO4IYC Mobile.
I have college for two kids to save up for. I could fly, but you know how it is.
You're important anyway, so you're doing the right thing on that.
Tools that they need to take care of themselves, otherwise you're going to be taking care of them for the rest of their lives.
So they can take care of you later on, hopefully.
Won't be necessary, but it, in case it is, it's good to know that they're successful and smart and can do it if they need to.
I understand that. Just wondering, you're getting a car at the end of this month, so if I can be of any assistance getting a radio in there, let me know. I'll be glad to help. And curious what you're planning on putting in there.
And I got your pictures, and they're definitely a big help. I'm no stranger to putting radios in cars. I usually do an NMO, you know, drill a hole in the roof and do the NMO, but this car has got that panoramic sunroof. So I'll probably just do your roof rack installation type thing. I'm probably just going to take the D710 out of this vehicle and put it in there. This has the GPS unit on it and can do APRS and all that. I'll just move it over.
The same radio I'm using, and well, that's good. I like it in here. And over on the left, I don't know, I guess was the best compromise I can come up with to put it. See if you come up with something better, though.
Neck mount that goes in, you know, you take one of the seat bolts out and then you put this gooseneck in it and put the bolt back in. That's what I'm using in this vehicle, and it keeps the head unit right above my right knee to the right of the steering wheel, so I can see it and I can reach it easily and change it. I'm hoping I can do the same thing in the bolt and just pull one of those seat bolts out and put in this gooseneck mount, but we'll have to see when I get it.
That, but you got noisy. I heard you saying about the seat bolt mount. So hopefully that'll work out. I've got my phone mounted in the same position you're talking about, so I like to have my big screen and my phone for some reason. I'm using a program called a Better Route Planner, which estimates your battery, how much battery you're going to use and all that. So that'll be interesting to see your setup.
Hear it when I get it together, but I'm starting to lose the repeater. I'm down here. I usually don't lose it until I get to the office, but it looks like it's fading out on me a little bit. I didn't get somebody what your last one, so I'll go ahead and say 7330, and I'll hopefully catch you a little bit, a little down the road, and I'll definitely keep you posted on my installation in the new bolt. 7330, have a great day. This is W2JKT. I'll be clear on your final.
Enjoyed riding in with you guys this morning, and I'll be anxious to see how all the installation goes. 73's KO4 IYC Mobile. 4 and Trey Whiskey.
Hey, Skex. Good morning, Damien.
Been a while. Hope y'all doing well.
I don't know how well I'm getting out. Been having some radio issues, but I didn't want to leave you hanging there.
Oh, you good? I just stole my call out there. I'm right down here on 385 outside of Fountain Inn. Well, excuse me, Great Court now. Great Court.
And lately, hadn't talked to you in, I guess it's been over a month now.
I've been training. Guy went on vacation. I have to train a guy for a whole month when I'm training somebody. They have to ride with me 20 days. That's 5 days each week, so might as well say a month. So he's on vacation, but we start back training with him next week, so I'll be out of the truck in his truck next week again.
That you're in and out of the repeater, and I think it's my radio, so I'm going to say 7-3. You stay safe out there, and be careful. KO4 HDX, I'm clear.
All right, 73s, hope you get your radio straight. I hope it ain't mine if it is. And just location. But I should be back in here in about 2 weeks when I get done training this guy.